The squeezing of current Christmas tree markets for these holidays reflected long-term trends within the Christmas tree industry and surging demands associated with the COVID-19 pandemic. So the shortage of natural Christmas trees in the past 2 years is not entirely due to the pandemic. 10 years ago with the recession, the number of transplants was limited. On average, it has to be 2 new trees per one that is taken down. Here in Omaha, Phil Sirian, owner of Sirian's Farmers Drive-In Market, usually gets between 1,200 to 1,500 trees every year, all coming from a farm in Michigan.
But we got 1,200 this year.
But the only reason why Sirian's Market was able to get a little over 1,200 trees this year is because they had bought from the same supplier for 42 years.
So he takes care of us first.
Just a week after Thanksgiving, Sirian's had very few trees available, and not the most attractive.
We only got 30 trees left out of 1,280-some trees.
The Christmas tree industry in Michigan and the U.S. has struggled with weak prices for years. According to the United States Department of Agriculture, USDA statistics, the number of Christmas trees harvested in the U.S. declined by 27% between 2002 and 2017. In 2000 and 2014, the acreages of Christmas trees in Michigan, the third largest producer in the nation, declined nearly 50%, and the number of farms decreased from 830 to 560. Back in Omaha, Sirian's Market saw many new customers, and they did not have enough Christmas trees for all.
You know, they're kind of disappointed because they don't can't get a tree. They get them here every year, you know, and we don't have enough to go around, and we got people coming from other places because they didn't get trees.
It takes about 10 to 12 years to have a Christmas tree ready in a farm. In the last years, some farms had to spend money on irrigation, which they never had before, and the cost of fertilizer went up. So then the consumers ended up paying more for real Christmas trees, according to the USDA. Also, according to the USDA, for the next holidays, we will be back on the regular cycle, since farms had been planting more trees after the recession about a decade ago. With KBNO News, I am Gabriel Escalera.